Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Raw Face and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it!
It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make a thing go right.
are you?
Oh yeah, take it down.
Girl, I must warn you, I sense something strange in my mind.
Yo,
situation is serious. Let's kill it cause we're running out of time.
How I used to MC where all the other kids played, cause I was way too ill, so I would only
skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spills. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from with me in the north. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We been aligned in the signs of change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make a cultic move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air. We be vast indeed, and if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It's the Renaissance. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness. Witness what Iris of this lame and he came. But I'm the Royal Highness, don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
It's the Renaissance, yes indeed, back in your face. Man, I couldn't wait for this day. I get so excited the closer it gets to Friday, man. Y'all just don't know. I got my sisters with me. We got Taraji. We got the Hurricane Kimbrella on the event page doing what they do. Man, the hypeness. Y'all just don't know. The music, when we put it together for y'all, it's coming from the heart. We get excited when we listen to it, getting ready to present it to y'all. So, man, we hope y'all appreciate coming into the show with those hits. And we got you on the break. We got you. Trust me, we got you. But, yeah, with that out the way, real talk, I see all y'all on the line. We got so many callers already that pressed one. I'm ready to get to y'all. But before I do that, let me just give y'all the rundown of how we do it here. In Renaissance Poetry, you can spit whatever you want to spit, whatever's on your heart to spit, whatever you feel like you need to spit. That's what you can do right here. Now, we want you to spit your best shit when you do it, though. But when you do it, don't be doing it to impress us, man. Don't be trying to come in here with your ego or you trying to, like, get somebody to hop in your inbox. I mean, that's what you want to do. But for real, give us that energy because that's what we want. We want you to spit the best shit for you. Whatever your energy is calling for, we want that because we're going to give it right back to you. That's what we try to do here. And we reciprocate and we sharpen that iron, man. We want y'all to keep writing and doing that to inspire everybody who's on the line. And with that being said, man, I'm ready to go. I'm going to go to the first caller. We got 385 in the building. You're on Renaissance Poetry. Who do we have on the mic? Got your mute button on. What's going on? 385. There she go. Oh,
how you doing?
Ready. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
Man, I'm good. We got a new number one in the building. Where's Joe at? We got the new Beat Joe trophy for you right now. How you doing? Look, it's hard to beat Joe, I'm telling you. It's hard to beat Joe the double what. But, yeah,
you're ready, goodness, man,
and I hope that you are. I know that you've been a minute since you've been on here, so we're happy that you made it back.
It has been a minute. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, you're the show starter, so I'm ready.
All right.
If you're ready, I'm going to give you the mic. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Give me a second. Give me a minute. Okay. This piece is untitled, so I just finished it. All right. My best shit, don't think I got there yet, because there's more shit to come, and the world seems to be no better. We're still killing each other over dumb shit. Look at someone, say something wrong, then your head gets blown off, then it's serious shit. So there's loss for your family. And for the one that killed you, they'll never see freedom again. That's permanent shit. Then there's the blatant racism, the long time shit, that those not like us need to stop before shit gets twisted and we fight back. An eye for an eye. Wouldn't that be some shit? Quite frankly, I'm getting tired of the bullshit. Yet, as poets, we have to write about it because the world needs to hear us about the iniquities, adversities, infirmities we suffer, how the fight isn't over due to the ignorance of those who aren't like us, that are scared of us. They don't have to be if they don't stop believing the dumb shit, how they're superior over races and have a license to kill. We must continue to write the best we can until all of this needless shit stops. So this isn't my best shit yet. And that's that piece.
Look, that was not only your best shit, but the real shit. I mean, you came with it. Don't think I got there yet. There's more shit to come. We're still killing one another over dumb shit. The one who killed you would never be free again. That's permanent shit. Look, I got to stop and talk about that line right there. Man, the prison to pipeline. If you ain't talking about the real deal, if we are not literally put in a position where we are comfortable killing one another, we're also presenting ourselves up for the businessmen who own prisons. It's a perfect cycle for them because they're getting paid and we dying. And that's real shit right there. And then I like this line here. I get tired of the bullshit, but as a poet, we got to write about it. Man, that's life. And we are gifted with the ability to talk about life in a way that may provoke others. And all of us have a different way of doing it, which is beautiful. This is why I love this piece, because you came with it the way you needed to. You integrated the best shit and turned it to the shit you needed to write today. And you gave it to us that way. I appreciate that energy. Definitely.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate you coming back. Hopefully, you know, we'll get you back soon on the show. You know, everybody got a life, but we're always thankful when you make it back.
That's what's up.
Already. Right. Before you go, you know. You an Epiphany host, so if you want to talk about a little stuff you got going on, please feel free.
All right. Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my beautiful diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And right now the topic is up for discussion, but we always have fun, and it's always steamy, you know, and always going left, so it's all good. So you're comfortable.
I can only imagine how it goes left or right, depending on your perspective. Yeah, definitely. That's a dope show. I love coming through there whenever I make it. Sometimes I don't get to spit, but I'm just listening. Y'all be showing out. I will give y'all show out a little bit on there. Y'all let your hair down, literally, and then when y'all get to going. But definitely, y'all call in and check them out. I appreciate you coming through again. If you want to put the flyer or anything on the event page, please feel free. And again, you know, if you're able to continue listening to the show, we appreciate that as well. Comment on the event page. Let people know how you appreciate their poetry as well.
Absolutely. One love.
One love. One mic. It's VIP bringing in. She's the show starter. We got 240 in the building.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's happening, man? How you been, bro?
Oh, man, it's good. It's good. Been a good day today.
Man, always good to hear your voice come through the speakers, man. Let everybody know who we talk to. I know who it is. I think most people know who it is. Why don't you go and say your name for us?
You got Joe the Rubber Mind, that's also known as Lou Draws in the building. What's happening?
What's the second name again, bro?
Lou Draws.
Lou Draws. Man, you out of line, brother. You out of line for that shit. That's what's up, though, buddy. Man. I can count on Joe to come through with some shit. But, yeah, man, we ready, man. I know that you always come through. You show out when you do it, man. I look forward to your poetry all the time, bro. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
I was the bow who resonated with her strings. I grabbed her neck gently and squeezed together, thumb and forefinger, tuning the knobs once twisted for the high note she made. I am your personal humidifier, bringing warm, moist air to your vocal cords. Use your tongue before and after each performance. It will keep your vocal cords in good shape. She caressed my upright bass frame of mind. I caressed her cello-shaped middle, fingering the remnants of strings oft-times wiped away before the axe has a chance to relax. It also helps if you hydrate your vocal cords, allowing you to reach the higher registers. Add honey to your water to decrease and or prevent your throat from swelling. Press your lips together loosely. Release air through your mouth in a steady stream so that your lips vibrate and make a raspberry sound. Move on to doing this with H sounds, maintaining a steady voice as you move the air past your lips. Once you've got that licked, try it on the B sounds. Continue doing B sounds. Go up and down the scales with no frets of regret. Lip thrills help you strengthen your breath control while reducing pressure on your vocal cords. I'll keep strumming your strings and bending them for that perfect tone. Deeper. Stretch out your vocal cords with sirens. Round your mouth into an O position and inhale. It helps to imagine you're sucking down a spaghetti noodle. When you exhale, make that woo sound. Keep your woo steady and repeat this 2-3 more times. After that, start going up and down the scales as you woo me, and woman, you move me. Paint your picture in acrylic lyrics. Scream for me loud so the back row can hear it. Start in a low pitch. Sing a me sound as you go up the scale. Now reverse and go down the scale. Sing an E sound. Keep going up and down, gently increasing your range each time. Once you're feeling pretty loose, switch to a O sound and repeat. Don't push your voice higher than what's comfortable for you. Never hesitate to sing the word yarn, baby. For those notes in your upper range. When you sing that word, it positions your mouth and throat in exactly the right place to hit those high notes again. This is a handy trick to keep you used to the proper mouth positioning. Now, don't do this during tonight's performance, though. You know, we got plans for a split roast. Boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Lou Draws.
That's how you gonna come through here tonight, brother. Damn.
Yep, that's
damn.
That's
what?
That's what I'm calling.
What? Look, this man here is showing the fuck out. You're going to take the scales and turn it into an erotic piece. That's cold blooded in the South, man. That's cold blooded in the South. But then you said some shit, man. I'm not even going to, like, you started out, I was the bow that resonated her strings, and you talking about grabbing her neck and, you know, the thumb and the forefinger and all that, you know. This man said, I am your personal humidifier, bringing warm air to your vocal cords. And then he got the nerve to say, it also helps if you hydrate your vocal cords. You give it instructions, Lou Draws. Try the D sound. Man, look, I keep strumming your strings and bending them for the perfect tone. All the stuff you're saying is just too grown for me, but unfortunately I understand it just like when I was a little kid and I was listening to Eddie Murphy and I wasn't supposed to. I understood everything you're saying. So I'm too young for it, but I understand what you're saying, Joe, is what I'm getting at. You're nasty. But I dug how you did it, man. I dug how you did it. It was pretty clever how you used the strings and the violin, the cello. You're nasty, but I like it. And that's what I'm talking about. Appreciate you, Doug. Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it, bro.
Look. You had the mic. I didn't have nothing. I'm listening. You had the mic. You came in and strangled the mic, too. It's dead. That's what you did. You came through and killed it. And I'm not mad at you about it. And, you know, if it's between the thumb and the forefinger, you're dangerous. That's what I understand. That's what you just said in the poem. So, you know, I figured it's a wrap.
Yes, indeed. It's definitely a wrap.
Man. Look, brother, I wasn't ready for the show out like that, but I mean, I so appreciate it, man. And I like the name, Lou Draws. Hope that you make it back to the show, bro, next time. And, Hey, man, do you spell draws with a W? Like, I need to know that.
Yeah, just like Lou Rawls, man, but with a D, baby. Lou
Rawls.
I thought so. Yeah.
All right, brother. Man, I'll catch you on the flip side. I hope you keep listening to the show, man, and hit up the event page. But, man, if you got anything going on, any features, man, let us know. Put that on this page as well. But, yeah, you got a second, man. Tell us anything you got going on.
Not too much going on, man. I've just been, dipping in and out. You know, I got some new responsibilities now all of a sudden, so I've been trying to handle that. But, right now, man, just chilling, man, doing my thing and showing up here and there.
Already. Well, definitely appreciate that, man. And come back next time to the show when you get a chance. And definitely dug that piece, brother.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
Already. That was Joe the Verbal, better known as Lou Draws, in the building. We're going to go to the next caller. We got 410.
I love me some damn Joe. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's going on? Let everybody know. Oh, man, you got to say it with some passion. Let everybody know who we're talking to.
It's Rain.
That's awesome. Okay. After the last poem you spit, that's the passion. Okay. All right, man. You can come through and destroy last time, and then you just go give me some dreary, like the rain, like you stepped outside and your car was flooded. That's the kind of rain you sound like you're talking about, like everything's all bad.
Oh, no. This is good rain tonight. This is lighthearted rain tonight. This is fun rain tonight.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. See how you said it? That's how I want you to say it. Dadgummit. Give me that energy. But how you been, though? How you been?
I'm good. I decided I would come back with something a little bit less heavy this summer out. I came back to rap for you. How about that?
What? I ain't ready.
Just a line.
I ain't even ready. You always got lines. I ain't even going to play
And your music was perfect. It was a perfect intro for this, so it's good.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm ready now. Oh, you already got me a little too hype. I'm going to go ahead and press mute. Mike is yours.
Thank you. Just a little fun piece. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call. Keeps telling me that I need love. I deserve love. One that doesn't look like shared, one that doesn't dare to hurt me, one that doesn't, one that sees me and sees into me, that doesn't play games, one that brings peace, one that does not come in pieces or just a piece or pieces and on a board, no checks or mate, no time for games. A love like a lifetime, like synchronicity and alchemy, like the universe aligning. One that feels like sand between my toes and ocean breeze in my lungs and rain on my skin and cool air dancing across my face. A love that is refreshing, a love that gives life. I deserve a love that is thoughtful, that thinks of me when I'm out of sight. A love that feels like a 90s house party with black lights, like slow dancing in a packed room, but only we exist. A love that tastes like the first bite of my favorite dish and the last bite of his. I deserve a love like this. That's right.
No, ma'am. You are not going to come in here and hit me with the LL line and then just blow it up. No. No. Give me that back. Give me that back. I hear the conscious call, because after you gave me the LL, you paused, and then you just going to just smack the mic, you know. No. Give me that back. Give me that. I hear the conscious call. Give me that stanza right there.
The first stanza?
The first stanza, like right when you said, after you paused and you said, I hear my conscious call, and then you just spazzed out. Give me that right there.
Okay. It keeps telling me that I need love. I deserve love, one that doesn't look like shared, one that doesn't dare to hurt me, one that doesn't see me and sees into me, that doesn't play games, one that brings peace, one that doesn't come in pieces or just a piece or pieces on a board, no checks or mate.
That's what I'm talking about. I like how you did that right there. But I like how you're talking about, like, the universe alignment. It feels like sand between my toes, cool air in my lungs. Love that feels like a 90s house party with black lights. A love that tastes like the first bite of my favorite dish and the last bite of his. I love that line.
Yeah, thank you.
That flows right there. This is a dope piece. I know you say it's fun, but it's heavy still. You know what I'm saying? It still speaks to that love that people crave and need and want and deserve in this life. And the way that you put it in this piece was very clever, and it really felt like, you know, that old school hip hop 90s, you know, kind of feel the way that you spit it. And yeah, I definitely appreciate that vibe, because that's what I'm on today. I'm on the 90s vibe.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, yes, this is. I was over here getting it, so I appreciate the space,
right.
And you know, it's always a good time here, so I appreciate it.
Indeed. I appreciate you coming back and smacking the mic for us, doing what you do. So, you know, Joe, we got VIP smack. Everybody smacking the mic right off the bat. And that's what I like about this show, man. You just never know what somebody's going to do. But it's always dope. And I thank y'all for that. So with that being said, I appreciate you coming through. I hope you can continue to listen. If you have anything going on, please feel free to put that on the event page or share with us right now. You have anything going on?
No, I just actually had a feature on Monday. So if y'all are on Clubhouse and loving lyrics, you can go listen to the repeat. But I don't have anything coming up.
All right. Okay. Well, if you want to tag the repeat on the vid page or put the link on the vid page,
okay,
feel free to do that too.
Sure.
All righty.
I appreciate it. Right. Have a good night. I'll be around.
No doubt. All righty. That was Rain coming down doing her thing. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller here. We got 323 in the building.
What's up, Chief? Mr. Renaissance, blessings. It's Sincere from Los Angeles.
What's going down, brother? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling. I'm by the grace of God. I'm going through what I'm going through.
Already, man. You know, it's like that sometimes, man. But even in that, you still found time to make it to the show, man. I'm grateful for that.
Oh, absolutely. I was mad because I couldn't. I missed 2 weeks ago. I was. You know, looking and running, and I got on, and I couldn't hold on because I had to get to work. So I'm here.
Oh, man, definitely appreciate that, man. Like I said, you know, it's always a blessing when y'all make it. You know, everybody got life. They got things going on, but they take time out to come to the show, man. You know, we don't take that for granted.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, so with that being said, how have you enjoyed the show so far? A few callers we've had.
Man, I'm glad I made the top five. I'm good. I'm great. I'm top five. I'm good. You know, everybody smacking and I hope you got a new mic for me so I can speak correctly.
Bruh, I didn't learn my lesson. I give everybody a brand new mic out the wrapper because you can't trust it after. Y'all beat the mic.
Yeah, man. I can't trust the mic.
I can't even trust
it. Rain,
I can't trust it.
Chip,
nah.
VIP, man,
VIP?
Come on now.
No, I can't. I can't trust none of y'all with a mic. Y'all just disrespectful,
man.
Yeah,
all day, every day.
Man, so, yeah, we just got to have a bunch of mics. Y'all, they probably cheap mics though while you're playing, because y'all rip them up.
It's
so
all good.
Cheap mics. Already, but here you go. I'm gonna pass you a cheap mic. I'm gonna let you do what you can do, man. And press mute. Mic is yours.
Education for the educated Negro. Recession for intercession. In between death and a lie, how can I redefine myself in this world and parallel universe? These universes center around the solar system that have been destroyed by us. Tendonitis, jumpers remission, barks loud when time to surrender a game of infants. Love encompasses life as we embark on kids in their house, which is ours, to burn through a kiss from a wooder's pleasure. I too will want to take to smash a can of dope, vendors recourse around a permit to sell a soul for a corner spot, grandma's delight. I was born with a spark plug because my endowment was poisoned from within, so I operate with just a soul of a little thorn pricking you inbox in her Glock G sports bra. Title IX was a bulletin broadcast for the Alphabet Mafia Mayhem. Parallel. Just a piece from Sincere from Los Angeles.
All right, with your slick ass. Give me the I was born with a spark. Don't give me that line back, dog.
Which one?
I was born with a spark plug.
I was born with a spark plug because my endowment was poisoned from within. So I operate with just a soul of a little thorn pricking your inbox, which is your Xbox, and her Glock G sports bra. Title IX with a bulletin broadcast for the Alphabet Mafia Mayhem.
See, I ain't repeating none of that. I need you to say that. I like that line. That's some clever shit right there with your slick ass. All right, you know, you came through with the education for the education and, you know, coming through like that, and then you just go flip it at the end with some smooth. Okay. I see you, brother. I see you. You can throw the Title IX in there too, huh? Okay. All right, I got you. That's dope right
there.
Yeah. Man.
I appreciate that, sir. I'm humbled.
Already. Definitely appreciate you when you come through, man, and do your thing. You know, I love how poets can talk about so many different topics, but they say it in a way that is uniquely them. This is your way. This is your way of spitting every time. And you be talking about, you know, black this and black that, but you say it in a way that you throw these words in there to make people think, you know what I'm saying? If folks don't know what Title IX is, they're going to look it up now. Like, you definitely do what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate that, brother.
I'm humbled. Again, appreciate your platform. Thank you so much. You stay safe and have a great weekend. One love, one mind.
Already. Same to you, brother. One love, one mind. It's Sincere from Los Angeles doing his thing. We're going to go to the next caller. We got 832 in the building. There you go. 832. Hey, what's happening, man? Let everybody know who we're talking to. What's that?
It's your local Dr. Mayor, Eric Gerard Bowles in the building.
All right, there you go. Hey, brother, I was meaning to tell you, because like last time you called through the show, I don't know if you were talking through like a speakerphone, but we could barely hear you. So, you know, this time around, I'll try to let you know before you spit so you can, you know, get closer to the mic and we can all hear you. But, yeah, I appreciate you calling back, Eric. Definitely appreciate that, man.
Definitely.
What's that? Already.
I said definitely. I got you.
All right, that's what's up, man. Glad you made it back to the show, man, and hope that you have enjoyed so far.
So far I've been hearing, but those breaths hotness up in here.
All right.
You know how hot that is.
Hey, already. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do, man. I always appreciate you calling in, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. I honestly do love you. Don't know how you don't see it. How can you look me into my eyes? It was you that I had defeated. If anything, my sweet dear, the passion I have within me still lingers in my soul. What has happened to us and our vows to have the whole? I have felt the frigid temperature within your heart to have mine, taking its toll. How truly painful it is to see me lose all my self-control. I wanted nothing but the best for you and me. What more can I do to unleash all of our fantasy? Another lonely night without you, and at times feel like I can't get the break. I go back and forth with my demons about your toes that I can no longer take. I have no excuse for what I did. The last thing I want to do is to ever make you cry. My heart is hurting just as much as yours, even though I'm paying for the cost. Not realizing that my mistake of hurting you is putting me in a position of feeling lost. Understand that I no longer want to hurt you, not even unleash my semen. The best thing I can do right now is to cease all of my demons and peace.
Well, that's a tough kind of piece to write right there, dog. That's a tough piece.
Yep.
And when you got to the part about your demons, and you got to the part about domestic violence, as a poet,
mm-hmm.
you know, writing about something like that from any point of view is touchy and difficult and, you know, not easily understood by others when written. So when you take on something like that, I can only commend you for deciding to do so, because there's so much, you know, interpretation when you read that it can be taken in so many ways. And, you know, takes a lot of heart, man, to spit a piece like this.
Oh, yeah. I have been planning on doing the domestic violence piece a long time ago. So I don't think not the one that was
right, right on. But, man, you know, like I said, any you spit whatever you can spit, you know, whatever the energy, I still mean
yeah.
that. Anybody can spit whatever's on their heart and mind. And, you know, I'm glad that you felt that this is a platform that you can, you know, give of yourself in this way. And, you know, once again, you're welcome. Welcome to come back next show. We appreciate how you share the show, man. You're always consistent with that. And I appreciate you coming through again, man. Hope to catch you next show.
Awesome. No problem. I got a show this Tuesday, and I'll be back with What's Behind the Pen on Monday.
Okay. Well, hell, you know, anything you got going on, please put that on the event page as well, man. Let everybody check you out.
No problem. I got you.
All righty. Appreciate you, brother. Indeed. That was Eric Battles coming in to do his thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the next call. We got 506 in the building.
Hello.
Well, hello. Who do we have?
Lady A.
Lady A. Hold on. I heard you on For Real Show the other day.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. I heard you. That's all I'm gonna say. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Good. I thought I had missed half of it. I was out till it started at 11 my time, so maybe I did miss an hour already. I'm not sure, but I've enjoyed it so far. I couldn't hear the last person, though. It was breaking up quite a bit on my end anyway.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, that's what I was trying to tell him before. His mic, you know, sometimes doesn't come all the way through. I caught most of what he was saying, but, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes his mic is cutting off or, you know, for whatever reason. So, you know, I'm going to get with him and, you know, try to figure that out so that when he comes through next time, he'll be clear for everybody to hear. But that being said, you know, we always thank for you coming through and doing what you do. And you always listen to the callers. You're very good about commenting on other people and what they do. So if anything you know you have to say to any of the people who've already spit, please feel free.
Okay. I think that's important to get feedback from those that listen. I think it's a good thing. It's a positive thing. And you guys are always very diplomatic in what you're saying and how you comment on the different pieces, and I appreciate that about all of you.
All righty. Well, we definitely appreciate being appreciated because, you know, not all the time on shows.
This is a mutual admiration society.
You know what I'm saying? Not all the shows, you know, receive love like that. And
it's,
as I said before, when I brought the show back, you know, I wasn't sure what it was going to be for people. But to hear all the good things that everybody has to say about the show, you know, it's definitely a good feeling. And, you know, you guys have no idea what you do for us because we look forward to the poems, like literally. When we talk after the show, we talk for about an hour about what you guys did.
Oh, nice.
You guys invigorate us, seriously. So it's definitely a mutual
thing. Wonderful, yeah.
All right, so.
Well, I brought you something.
I'm
going
to let you do what you came to do. Oh,
yeah,
I know you brought something because you always do.
Thank you. This is called Broken Axis.
All right, well, I'm going to press
mute.
Mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. Broken Axis. Pitch black, the night sky died when the moon and earth did collide. Planets spun, they fell in space, no longer hanging in place. Stars tipped, Orion slipped, constellations apart they ripped. Sun faded and grew cold, and earth began to freeze, we are told. Unholy dark draped all creation. Here is the story of earth's cessation. Love reigned, it ruled all men. Their needs were met each day, and then greed dangled its temptation, and humans had no appreciation. Arguments ensued. Hateful words from all were spewed. Creator weeps as evil grows. Paradise is officially closed. Tides no longer ebb and flow. Sister Moon was struck a blow. Light is dim and dimming still. Brother Sun mourns this chill. Trees and birds and raging bulls are confused. They've had their fill. Stop spinning this broken axis. It's too late for prophylaxis. Moonbeams try to lift their source. Alas, they need more force. Humans focus on the prize, shed their selfish greed, then rise. They see hope, forgiveness too. Moon is ready to be strewn. Together, men and women solve the extinction of us all. The universe is now in place, united. We are the human race. In peace.
The way that you write about humans coming together is one of the most clever and, you know, picture painting moments that come along with your style. Like, anytime that you spit something, you're painting a picture. But not everyone can be as whimsical as a writer when they talk about humans coming together. And in this piece here, you bring in science, which, of course, I love. And then you get really, you know, clever with the picture painting. as you say, stars tipped on Orion's lip, unholy dark draped all creation. That's a lovely line. The Creator weeps as evil grows, tides no longer ebb and flow. Stop spinning this broken axis. Humans focused on the prize. Together, men and women solve the extinction of it all. There's so much here that is very well written, but the point is still made. It's not lost in the picture painting, which I love about it. I love the way that you write, and I'm thankful that you continue to come through and share your work with us.
Thank you so much. I find it's really important, and I don't know if it's because of where I grew up is so different from the U.S., and I listen to all of you, and I hear stories, your stories, and the sorrow that is attached to everyone for me is so overwhelming because I don't live in that world. Not to say that Canada doesn't have its problems or prejudices, but it's not like the U.S. It's so not like the U.S. And I just feel so sad about it because this is how I look at the world, like this poem. This is how I look at the world, that together men and women solve the extinction of us all. Because if we don't come together somewhere, no matter what color we are, if we don't come together on some point and join hands, we're never going to have a united front. And it has and I guess I come from an era in time where this was so important. I was a very young teenager, and you know, the civil rights movement and Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy, and there was so much hope back then. I've written about it, I felt it, I still feel it, and I feel so strongly that this is something that still can be done if we can just lay our swords down and come to be different, all of us to be. When I used to see the newsreels and see Martin Luther King, and there was thousands of people come together on this just cause, and black and white, and I felt such a sense of pride in the human race. And I want to believe that it can take place because we were almost there. It almost happened. And I saw it firsthand, you know, to stop the war in Vietnam and the whole nine yards. That was a time in our lives that there was so much hope and joy at the same time, even though they were battling horrific situations and horrific prejudices. And the things that happen, certainly not oblivious to it. But I want to believe that we can look past, remember it, learn from it, but to look beyond it and look for something so much better. I'll get off my soapbox now, but that's how I believe. I wish that you didn't have those experiences. I wish that the reality of what happens in the U.S. can be destroyed, because I don't even know how you tolerate it, really. I don't. But we have to start somewhere.
Well, the the honesty of it is, and I definitely appreciate your perspective, because, you know, many of us who are spitting on this mic were not there to see or witness, you know, those icons speak. And we weren't there to feel the amount of hope that you guys had. Which is unfortunate, because not very many people who saw those guys talk about those times. So unfortunately, while you feel, you know, that particular hope, we happen to be the children of hope destroyed. We never met those icons. And so that's the clash. That's the clash. But I appreciate that perspective. It's definitely good to hear. And I'm glad that, you know, you were able to share that. And, you know, every time you come to the show, it's something that we are able to talk about in a way that is respectful for everyone involved. And with that being said, you know, again, thank you for coming through. I hope that you continue to listen.
Thank you. Yes, I will. And thank you for the opportunity to share my thoughts and my love for all.
Already. another Lady A coming through to do her thing and give us some perspective. All right, so we got, well, I think we got enough time for one more caller before we hit the break. We're going to hit 562 in the building.
What's up? How you doing?
What's going down? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
Samuel Rain, a.k.a. Complicated Passion.
Already. How have you been, brother?
Man, I've been doing great. I was sitting here listening to these poets spit, and I'm going to have to give Luke Draws a call to find out what happened and how did we come up with that new name. I'm like,
man,
wait a minute. He just scored big time. That's how you score, you know. You just drop bombs like that, you know. I mean,
he should be
on tour, you know, with the gray beards, and he could say, I'm Luke Draws. I mean, I wish I had thought of that.
Yeah, look, I'm saying that's a clever line. And, you know, he got to come through and say it right. He got to be like, I'm Luke Draws. He got to come through.
Exactly.
Right, because you got to have Lou Rawls voice. You understand? You can't be coming through.
Oh yeah,
voice.
Oh yeah, and he's got all of that, you know. So he definitely
yeah, he got it. He got it. He hit him with the bass. But yeah, man, definitely appreciate that. So yeah, he know he a fool for that title, man. I got to hand it to him though. I dug the hell out of that. Lou Draws. But yeah, man.
Well, when you come on this show, you have got to bring it. You have got to bring it when you come on this show. There ain't no half stepping. You know.
No.
This is long running series right here. You know. Yeah. This one is a classic show.
We Big Daddy Kane over here, man.
Exactly. Exactly. You got to make it happen.
All right.
Yep, indeed.
Well, I already know you came to do that, you know what I'm saying? And I know that you got something for us.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to give them a different flow, you know, because they're used to hearing a certain thing, but, you know, there's much more to the artist than just that. So, check it out.
All righty, well, I'm pressing mute. Mic is yours.
From freedom, I struggled. Birthed in a land far from my heart. No longer a native son, my soul dimmed into dark places. Mapped bodies chained across seas. Death be my struggle. Nightmares, my dreams. I see home when the next ship comes. Welcome to Jamestown. Now, present day, I'm in need of a price check to see where the value of my life is set. Noticing how I'm viewed these days, it was time to reevaluate. Being the underlying problems had some problems trying to understand what's really going down, lies and confusion, the environment flowing the content having misinterpreted intentions. No longer will you benefit from my not knowing how much is that gorilla in the window. Now, you see, I love L.A., not this L.A., the city of freeway mansions graffitied by overpass views, the sun another day of hell in the streets, the city of homeless no one gives a damn, dehumanized, just a drive-by, priced out for SoFi in the woods. Hungers on the menu, night creatures, sidewalk living, can you feed me? And death be the smell they're given. 40 years of show me the money, trying to survive in a city of angels, now devils ruled by demons in blue. Can you hear the voices? One day, that could be you. And now, it was murder and I wrote it. Could have been me, ink from the edge of this pen, but it's you I'm writing in. Caught up in the crime scene, it was love and the conversation, a dark side of romance, tied up, choked up, gave up. She was the last word I would pen. Her name is Poetry, and I am Complicated Passions, and you're listening to Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio with your host, Keith Eric.
Now you already know. I'm gonna need you to give me that the price check line back, girl. Give me the price check line back.
I'm in need of a price check to see where the value of my life is set, noticing how I'm viewed these days. It was time to reevaluate. There we go.
I dig that line. I dig that line, brother. And there's, you know, a few other things that you were saying in here, and how much is the gorilla in the window, 40 years of showing me the money, trying to survive the city of angels, now the devil's rule, caught up in the crime scene. Like, there's a lot of lines. This is not what I expect from you, though, because normally you write about, you know, some other stuff. But, you know, I appreciate this side of you, man.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate that, you know, and always more than happy to be on this show. Like I said, it is one of the longest-running blog talk shows, and it's still available for people, the whole network, not just this show, but the entire network, you know. And I'm not going to say I'm amazed. I'm just going to say that I have to thank For Real for keeping it going, and much love to that brother and to all the people in the background that make it happen on this show, Cambrella Renee, and, of course, Sister Taraji.
All right. And, again, we appreciate you, man, coming through and showing love to the show, as always, shouting us out. Again, hope to catch you next time. Anything that you want to put on the event page, feel free to do so. And, you know, again, we appreciate
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And for the people Already. To check me out, you can check me out at darkmanblues.com. I am on tour starting this Wednesday. I will be in Houston on the 26th and the 27th. I will be in Dallas on the 27th and the 28th. I will be in Atlanta on November the 2nd through the 8th. So, and I'm in Nashville, Tennessee as well, and Greenville, South Carolina, all in that time span. So just check out my page on darkmanblues.com, and it'll show you those dates and cities that I'm going to be in.
Already, man. That's what's up, brother. Good luck on all of that, man. All right. And we know we're thankful for you coming through.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Already. That is Complicated Passions doing this thing. So we're getting ready to go to the refresh break. We're going to hit y'all with some good music, and then we're going to come back with Host Spit. And I'm going to let you guys know where we are. We got 445 coming up after Host Spit, 424. 614-707-251-445 and 615. That is the order I will be going in when we come back from the break. We appreciate y'all. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we'll be right back. There is something to be said about love that can only be felt from a distance. It's in the blood. You can sense it. To many, it seems senseless not to be in one another's presence. However, what does it say about love when no matter how far I can say I've never sensed less? Less is more, and I don't know about that. But time and distance matter not to love in this instance. It's only insistent on never letting go. It's deeper than a rabbit hole. It's our own literal wonderland, and it's no wonder, man, that I sink deeper into her quicksand. And I'm not talking about her yoni, but I sink into her slowly. It's the equivalent to grounding, lightning from the sky, and I'm the conduit. She's into it, holds my hand like her arms and legs wrap around me tightly, never letting me go, swaddling. No wonder she calls me baby. I rock her to sleep steadily. Makes sense that she also calls me daddy. I pay attention to her needs, mastery. They say it's blasphemy. She's a goddess to me. Yet she humbles me by worshiping my seeds on her knees, planted sweetly in her fields of skin, bronze, perfection. Every time we kiss, I learn a lesson. like the universe just passed through with the knowledge of the births of quasars. We be Venus and Mars. We be the stars. We be dark matter. We be where dark love matters, and the space is too dark to see. The spaces in between, the time it takes before my beautiful one is seen. I can still breathe her in. In her eyes, I feel seen. We be so in love, I be Al Green. She be my vocal cords, because she is my melody. And just in case you think I'm bullshitting, I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do, it's all right with me. See, bleed the blood. The need of souls, the ancestors sowed these seeds into her memory, so even when I'm asleep in a new century, she will find her way back to me. I recognize her instantly. She's the best of me. My iris can see her memories of me when I look into her own. No longer the unknown. We own the sun and the moon, the sun in the moon, Mawu in Lisa. We give birth to intoxication, the Tower of Pisa. It's like we on that lean. I lean in for a kiss, and she saves me. She craves me like the Sahara craves water, and my mouth creates water when I taste her. I mean, Sahara used to be the ocean. We float in a space that we create, no sin, until we pass into the darkness of time where we can no longer be the voices in unison. We be gods, no blasphemy, speaking these words until the next time. Wait for me, Renaissance. And we're back. You know what it is. It's Renaissance Poetry. I hope you guys enjoyed the refresh break. I hope you enjoyed, you know, the beginning of how we get down here. I'm going to bring in my sister Kim. I'm going to bring in Sister Taraji. And, you know, we're gonna continue with Host Spit.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Man, it's always a dope feeling to have Renaissance Friday. They never seem to disappoint. I definitely want to first shout out the first half of the show. Joe, a.k.a. Lou motherfucking Draws, okay, coming through. he got slick on us. You see how he did that? You see how he pulled that out?
Man, look.
He got real slick on us.
He got too slick.
Yes, but man, I love what y'all bring each and every other Friday. It's always amazing to sit back and be able to be a fan and hear just the elevation of Pins and Keith. That piece was
absolutely
beautiful. Like, you know, you had that Pisa, that lean, that, yo, that was a slick line, but I want you to give me back that line where you said our black love matters, like that stanza where you started talking about how your black love matters, and then that stanza with that lean and Pisa, because that was slick. That was slick.
All right. We own the sun and the moon, the sun in the moon, Mawu in Lisa. We give birth to intoxication, Tower of Pisa. It's like we're on that lean.
No.
Okay. All right.
Yo, that was slick. That was real slick. I mean, I love the way you write about love. It's so clever. Like, his lines are so clever. The metaphors are so out of the box. His delivery, like, listen, poetry owes us nothing. That's why we got to keep elevating it. Art, man. Oh, dope piece. What you think, sis?
I mean, you said it all, but like seriously, it was so, this piece was so smooth, it was like butter. And then you had the nerve gonna sing some Al Green. What? Oh my God.
You heard them velvety pipes, velvety pipes.
I heard them velvety pipes. Velvety pipes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nope.
Oh, now he, oh, okay.
No, don't throw the blonde toupee on.
Don't
please.
Do that.
Not tonight. Not tonight.
We're not going to, no. No, no.
Please.
We're not
please.
Doing that today. Please.
Yeah, we ain't doing all that. But that was a dope piece, seriously. Like I really enjoyed that. It was real. It was just beautiful and just a celebration of love, man. You know, with everything going on in this world that's so harsh and dark and wicked, like, we always need to remember the beauty of love in its pure essence. So that was real. That was a real treat to hear.
Already. I appreciate that. I found the piece maybe an hour before the show. It's a piece that I, you know, scribbled on a little bit. And it inspired me to write more, and I was like, wait a minute. And I was able to finish it and turn it into a full poem. So it felt good to spit that on the show like that, just, you know, raw, organic, fresh, you know, poetry. And, you know, if it wasn't for this show, I probably would have, you know, never wrote it, never would have finished it. So, I mean, definitely,
that's what I'm saying.
You know, we're all inspired by, you know, this show. So
absolutely. And I just want to – no problem, bro. But I want to give a shout-out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio, a happy birthday shout-out to Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the motherfucking poet, a.k.a.
For Real,
Milk,
the poet.
Milk motherfucking dud head. Yep, I said it, if you listening, with his milk dud ass head. Happy, happy
you
birthday,
get it
my
in before
brother.
He do.
You, because you know he always be on me, so I got to go
hey,
first.
Hey, big bro.
I got to go first. I'm just saying.
We got your cane. Hey, big bro, we got your cane coming in the mail, though, because we know you.
Yeah, I hear his bones squeak. I hear his bones squeaking now as we talking.
Right.
Snack, crackle, and pop, okay, when he get up on the
phone. Look, bro, they in your ass, man. They in your ass, for real. But yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all do what you do. I know Kim got something for us, so I got to get y'all ready to batten down them hatches because, you know, she's going to come through and make you forget everything everybody done spent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, cut the crap, man.
You know, you already know how Kim bring it, how the hurricane do. So I'm going to let you do things, sis. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Life's happenstance can sometimes draw blurred lines upon my canvas of thoughts, yet they are never erased, just reserved at a table within my subconscious state until the precise date, time, and place where rhyme and reason have disagreements about the colors of my interior design. Comparing swatches and shades with maturity versus age until I can identify the difference between the finger paintings of others and my own. So, color me human, as my emotions assemble a meeting seating me directly across from them, splashing in hues of reds, greens, and blues. Sometimes they paint my heart yellow within this caramel flesh, so I unzip my spirit from these charcoal clouds that rob my soul of its pretty gold, while these deep chestnut eyes begin summoning the sun through a soliloquy of platinum tears, dripping upon blank pages, purpose, platforms, and stages in poetic form, willing these words to warm me on my coldest days, just as autumn's orange leaves kiss black asphalt right outside my window's pane. Burgundy vino voyages the palate into a sea of submission as my somber sails into sedation, removing the conundrum of my gray matter, while serenading this harsh tone of the emotions into lyrics of lavender affirmation that co-write a song composed just for me. So, color me human. As I adjourn this meeting, both empowered and inspired with a desire to change a blurred canvas of thought into a myriad of hues and shades as my testimony of life, never perfect, but always with a purpose. Framed as art in his gallery for all to see that no matter how life's colors may splatter, his hand creates beauty in the after. So see, I'm opening my heart, and I'm letting him in, and I'm beginning to fill my unique position with his masterpiece. Then God said, let this world absorb my ink that's been kept warm from my ambition because it's ready to spill into fruition, turning mental keys for ignition through the pulse of my engine because I'm driven. And I can no longer keep this ink bottled up inside me as divine ivy is sending life through my veins in ways that words fall short of explaining. See, I strive to be the best of me 7 days a week because I'm reaching for completeness. It is the essence in which I leak this, allowing this pen to defend me when troubles render me speechless. See, sometimes my heartbeat, it feels offbeat from the norm. Then anxiety sets in, throwing question to the letter 9, which is I. My sanity clutches its purse and my purpose begins feeling out of service and I feel urges to attack my reflection with fear and rejection and this mess that I step in begins to reek of insecure estrogen, pausing and placing my blessings as my direction begins expressing itself in circular patterns. My internal demons, they chase me with failure seeming when I'm ovulating with the eggs of uncertainty. So he's been healing and dealing with the worst of me through these ink verses. So I rehearse, pushing this empowerment into the space where you and I verse because I know one day you'll return it to the sender. See, from January to December, I reflect on my purpose to nourish my definition. Then my pen begins stroking and wrists begin clicking to the rhythm of the ink tradition that we know as Renaissance poetry. Peace.
No, ma'am. No, you did not come through here and show your whole ass bottled up inside me like divine. Hold on. Make my heartbeat feels offbeat. My purpose feels out of God. The insecure estrogen, really? Cold blooded. It's too many lies. Too many lies. You showed your whole ass in this piece, Kim. Real talk. I'm tripping off of it. I'm tripping off of it. Let me get Taraji off of here, man. Cause look, we not even worthy.
Oh, hold up. Did you say, did I hear you say that your sanity is clutching its pearls? Did you just say
yep.
that? Because that describes my whole shebang this week. I don't know about
the whole week, okay?
Woo.
This whole week, okay?
Woo.
This whole week, that's all I'm going to say. It's been a ride. It's been a lot. It's been a ride, ladies and gentlemen. Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Poetry, y'all don't understand. Some of y'all poetry, well, some of y'all will understand. I bet there's some things, Keith, you, Taraji, all of y'all listening, I bet there's some things you wrote in your deepest space that you never knew years later would come back to minister to you. This is one of those pieces. Keith, I've heard a few from you. I've heard a few from you, sis. I've heard a lot from people on the line. So I appreciate y'all appreciating this piece because that's what it's about.
Mm. Well, I'm going to just say this. Y'all going to have to excuse me today because I'm going to live up to my name that Keith gave me. Do, 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 do. So y'all just going to have to excuse me today.
Hey, you already know how you get down. You can't do it for me, though, because I got to introduce you with
now.
That.
You know, listen,
just try to,
you know, I'm ready
upstage
to pass
me.
The peas. You know I'm ready to pass the peas like we used to. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yes, yes. Pass the peas. Like we used to do. Introducing
you know it.
Doom, 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 to the mic, Sister Taraji, people. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied it. Regrown, long as I live, while trouble rise, I keep hastening to his throne. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. That's it.
Whoa.
And she gonna end it with that's it, like she didn't just blow us out of here with a whole testimony.
Right.
Not that's it.
Mm.
Now I don't know if anybody's a part of a church family, but this right here is when you pass the plate, okay? Put some money in that collection plate, right? When you hear something like that, this is the perfect time to start passing the collection plate, okay? When somebody comes through, like my sisters came through and got us all delivered with a T, yeah, with a T at the end.
I'm serious. She got me over here on my Fred Hammond, you know, got me ready to get on the stage. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Yes, it won't work. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against it, and he won't prosper. No, 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 no. Said it won't work. Yeah, you got me. You got me feeling that. You hit the spot right there, Taraji. You hit the spot.
You better listen. Listen. I got to say,
listen, Linda, and
Wednesday we had a long week. Okay,
it was only
okay.
It
do
was
y'all
not
understand?
It was only Tuesday. No, it was only Tuesday. Sis.
Was it only Tuesday? Yeah,
it
we
was
were
only
just
Tuesday.
Talking about it being Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been
I'm
a long
saying,
week, y'all.
I'm just saying, some of y'all better be lucky. I know the Lord.
Hey,
I'm lucky
because I ain't got no money for y'all bail. I ain't got no money like that.
I'm just saying it was a few folks in danger. Woo.
I'm just gonna be honest about it. I can't afford it.
But
y'all gonna do too much.
But not real talk. That right there was everything. You know I love your voice. I love when you sing, and when you spit like that, man. Listen, I ain't got no words. That was everything. That was everything.
Seriously,
I
can't remember the last time I was ever brought to sing a gospel song. Like, I'm serious. I ain't sang a gospel song in years, especially fresh out. Like, if the song ain't on, like, just straight for me. So you definitely touched me, and I know you touched the people that are listening. So you did your thing on that piece, right? The real talk.
You know,
that was
I had to release that, because not to get no type of way, but God has been very, 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 very good to me this week. It was some things happening that I thought some stuff was, as a matter of fact, I was holding it together with chicken wire and hair glue, okay? It was really, really shaky. And I just have to say that the only reason I'm still able to talk to y'all today is because he had a whole ring of protection around me. I was walking through fire, and I don't smell like smoke. I was in the lion's den, and I didn't become lunch, okay?
Come on now.
And I don't look like what I've been through this week, okay? Just this week alone. I ain't even going to talk about the whole rest of my life. I'm going to just talk about this week. I don't look like what I've been through. And I had to share that with you because I know everybody's been going through, you know?
Indeed.
Yeah, we know, we definitely appreciate that. It's been, you know, it's been a tough week. But, you know, things worked out. Things have continued on, you know, in a way that we didn't expect because, you know, sometimes when you just see that, you know, that standard in front of you, you don't think you'll be able to get over it. And before you know it, you're on the other side looking back like, hey, it wasn't even that big a deal. That's how it is. And, man, I love this show for those reasons, man. We can come out here, we can enjoy, and we can share, and, you know, we can keep, you know, that good energy and reciprocate all the energy that we receive because the good energy certainly, you know, put us in a position where, you know, good things can happen. And definitely that's been the example this week. But I appreciate y'all sisters doing what y'all do. Appreciate y'all on the event page and, you know, just being who y'all are and inspiring us, you know, with your words, with, you know, the love you give, you know, how you support on the event page, and then seriously how you guys support each other in real life. It's just a beautiful thing to watch. And, you know, just, you know, on the outside looking in, you know, I know that others appreciate the same in y'all.
Indeed, we appreciate you. And I just want to take a quick shout out to my family who's listening. It feels good to know that you got family, you know, tuning in. My Aunt Bridgetta and Cassandra, my cousins Kayana, Curtis,
yay,
Biggie, Watts, all of y'all. One love. I appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Oh, wow. All right. That's wonderful.
Yeah, appreciate it. Shout out to the fam for coming through. We're going to go ahead and continue with the rest of the show. This is Host Spit, you know, and we're going to bring in the next caller.
Indeed. Much love, y'all.
As promised, we got 445.
Much love.
Much love. See y'all on the event page. We got 445 in the building. For five, you there?
Yo.
Thank you.
Yo.
Okay.
What it do, baby? What it do?
What's happening?
Yo. What it
good
do?
Good to have you, man. I know you got something to say back to them ladies, man, that they had their little run.
Hey, my sisters, I love y'all, Kimbrella, Sister Taraji. I would say Tarachi, but I'm going to be nice tonight. Hey, man, beautiful, man. Beautiful pieces. I'm doing Host Spit. I'm going to behave. I'm not throwing no shade tonight. I'm just going to behave. Thank y'all for what y'all doing up in here, Keith. You as well, man. The vibration up in here tonight on a Friday night, man, is just where it needs to be. It's high. It's vibrating on a high level, man, and I'm feeling that on this day, bro. I'm feeling it.
Definitely appreciate that, big brother, man. Happy birthday to you once again, man. I know you're enjoying yourself. You know, I know you're probably sipping on a little something. That's probably why you're being nice, because you're sipping on something. You're feeling good.
Hey, let me tell you something, Mr. Erics, man. And let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, Keith Erics. I am totally and obliviously lit. Let me tell you something, Eric. I am lit. My litness, lit. Bear witness to my litness.
The litany is lit.
Yes. Help me out. Give me new words. Give me metaphors. I am lit. I am totally lit, brother. I'm feeling good, baby.
What you sipping on, man? What you got good over there?
Yo, you know, I got that crown, man. My little brother got me. He got one of that crown. I'm drinking that peach crown, though, bro.
Uh-oh. You're not mixing it.
I got that
straight up with it?
No, I'm straight up with it, man. No, just ice, man, and the peach crown, bro. And it's smooth, and I am totally lit. I ain't going to tell you what else going on, but I'm going to just keep it at the
crown. I probably don't
want
to know. I probably don't want to know what else. I'm thankful that you're not telling me. I probably don't want to know that.
Y'all don't need to know my drug habits.
Probably got some, it's got to do with macaroni or something. So,
oh, macaroni and some erotic stuff. Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good.
Already, man. Well, you know, we'll let you take the good vibes into your piece, man, because I know you're about to show your ass. So, I'm impressed with you, Mike.
So good, man. Hey, thank you, man. This piece right here, I hope I can get through it because, like I said, I am totally lit. Frustrations. I'm only human, yet frustrated, hurt, bothered, no peace, feeling flustered, fatherless, depressed, left stranded, lifeline detached. Daddy, where you at? War in heaven. Hell is cutting up, flooding my cranium with negative stuff. Feeling this feeling of wanting to give up. Yo, I'm wanting to. Where are you? I'm in need of something to hold on to. See, they say that you never sleep. It seems like you're gone. Demons are running amok. The threads that hold believers have been loosening up. Hands are being thrown up. Death is the relief that's dreamed of. The release from this earthen holocaust. Turmoil spreads like ink spilled blemishings. Linens poisoning everything in its touch. Blackened musings. Skies gray. Where are you, Father? The hands of times are crushing like pipes pressurized, busting. Rationale leaking, leaving thoughts of suicide consumes. Sometimes I just want to die. With my luck, or the rather the lack thereof, still feel the sting of pain, even in death. Fade into decay. Decades of decadence. Awaits me, awaited me, awaiting me, keeps me awake the ways I feel. I'll embrace it like love searched for in this dying world. Peace, peace, the blind find it cause they feel the braille and are kept free from seeing the horrors of this world. Frustration has a stranglehold on me. I find it hard to breathe. One day this stagnant air shall finally escape me. I just pray for peace. Some form of peace. If the prayer lines are still open, I pray that this frustration is removed from me. Frustration. Frustration. I'm feeling frustrated, frustrated. No matter the emotion, I still believe and I know that peace will come in the morning. In the morning, I awake this new day just to be free of the things that frustrate. Frustration. Frustrations are frustrating me. That's why. In spite of me and my feelings, I continue to pray and I'm only human. Just to know that in God, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. In God, I'm good, real good today. I was just frustrated, frustrated, so frustrated yesterday. Did I hear Hurricane say, watch me? Watch me, watch me. Now watch me turn the page. I didn't have to ask Renaissance to join me because he was already ready. And so was Sister Tarachi to watch me. Rip this shit page after page. All our blood, our blackness, pain after suffering stains the many pages. All the tragedies hidden, history rewritten for real. And the poet said, well, go on and spit that shit for real, my nigga. See, because that sickness brought out the sickness of sick shit when you spit that shit. So go ahead for real, they said, spit that shit. So I grabbed my mic and kicked
the fucking stand and I spit that shit. For real. In peace.
Hell no. No. No, no, man. You're not gonna get away with that. Give me the last, the sickness of the sick. Because I'm going to have, hit you with another. Give me the sickness of the sick shit. Give me that back. Because you can't spit it like that. You got to get that back.
Yo, my nigga. That sickness brought out the sickness of sick shit when you spit that shit. Huh? Go ahead, for real. They said, spit that shit. So I grab my mic and I kick the stand and I spit that shit. For real.
That's how you motherfucking spit. That's what I'm talking about, man. You came through with this one. I'm only human, yet frustrating, irked, bothered, you know, peace. You said fatherless, lifeline, detached. I'm like, you know, I'm digging everything you're saying, feeling like you want to give up. I'm wanting to. Where are you? They say you never sleep. Seems like you're gone. Hands are being thrown up. Peace will come in the morning. In the morning, I'll await this day. But, you know, you throw out the lines with Taraji and what she said in her poem and Kim and what she said in her poem. But then you go hit me with mine, so you know I got to give it back. I didn't have to ask Renaissance to join me because he was already. I like that.
Okay.
Appreciate you, man. That's a dope piece, brother. Thank you, my brother, glad you're able to make it in and get it in with us tonight.
Hey, thank you, man. It's a privilege, man. And once again, shout out to my sister Taraji and Kimberla, the Hurricane, man. I love you guys, man. And thank you for doing what you're doing over here, man. Like I said, the vibe is vibrating on a high level, and I'm right there with it. And that's that piece.
Alrighty, brother. Appreciate you, man. Hope you can continue to stick around. Keep sipping on that drink. Hit the event page and, you know, show everybody that love back, because I know somebody has something to say to you for this piece right here, man.
I will.
And
I will, man.
You. Appreciate
love.
You putting the platform together for us, man, and letting us come through, do what we do.
Hey, man, much love to you and all the listeners, man. Much love. Hey, shout out to my brother, my big brother, Complicated Passions. I'm the real Complicated Passions, though, just to let y'all know. One love, one mic, my brother.
Already. That's the big bro coming through. We got, oh, wait a minute, before I get started, because I'm good for getting into this and forgetting, because I'm just so into the poetry. But you got 13 minutes, people, to call into the show if you're listening online, because once that timer hits, you are literally going to be kicked off the show. The show will end for you if you're listening online. If you want to continue listening to the show, we have several callers left that still have their hand raised, so it's going to continue. Once you call in, you can continue hearing the show, or if you want to press 1, you can still get on the mic. But if you are not able to call into the show, we appreciate you for making it out. We appreciate you calling in and sharing this time with us. That being said, we'll bring in the next caller. We got 424 in the building.
Good evening, Mr. Eric.
How are you doing, brother?
I am doing well, other than these allergies acting the fool.
Hey, man, allergies been whooping everybody's ass this week, man, from what I understand. They got their hands on me yesterday.
Yeah, today has been a little bit worse than it was earlier this week, but and plus, we then got to the point where we getting like in the 60s early morning when I'm going to work. So, and then we still in the 80s and 90s in the afternoon. So,
South
is
good for that. South is good for that. We experienced a little bit of that here in Texas. I want to say it got down to like 55, and then the next day it was like 85, you know. This is crazy, but, you know, that's how it is, bro. Like, we appreciate you even, you know, with how you're feeling, that you still call into the show and listen and press 1. So we appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, this is Anthony Arnold.
Already. I was just about to say, let everybody know who we're listening to. We got Anthony Arnold in the building. Much appreciated once again for you calling. Even though you know, not feeling your best with these allergies, man. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Man, it's been some heavy mic damage done tonight. It's been off the chain.
Already, man, I appreciate that. And I know you're about to add to it because you have your own ability to contribute to the show, man. So I'm looking forward to see what you brought for us. So I'm gonna press mute. The mic is yours.
Way in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble these waters. Under this hot sun, we toil, picking a plant we don't like, working for a man that don't care, in a land not our own. Wade in the water. Whipped by the overseer if we dare tarry too long. Move your ass, boy. There's cotton to be picked. Money to be made. Oh, Lord. I've been bit. Somebody's helped me. Leave him. Keep picking that cotton. You, boy, take their place. The tree of woe stands ready for anyone who dares challenge Massa. And the whip called Widowmaker to flay you alive, to bleed you dry. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble these waters. And that's that piece.
Brother, you be telling a hell of a story, man. I can see everything, you know. I can see, you know, standing under the hot sun, you know, as they toil, you know, picking a plant we don't like, working for a man that don't care on a land not our own. You know, so many of those types of stories. But this one just speaks to one particular, you know, instance. And to be able to place the poem in this one space and put us, you know, in the position to see through the eyes of the individual in this space, you know, oh, Lord, I've been bit. Somebody helps me. Leave them. Keep picking that cotton. You, boy, take their place. The ability to place that in our eyes is a gift, brother. I just got to tell you, man, I like how you put your stories together. I literally saw the whole thing. And the way that it's given, the way that you speak this piece, it easily could be like a piece in a play where somebody just steps out and sings that portion. And those words get said and the actors are acting it out, literally. Like, this piece has that kind of imagery. So definitely appreciate you bringing that to the show, man. I enjoy that piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it. At least I did it in my own voice this time.
Hey, it comes how it comes, brother. You know, you're not going to get any judgment over here, man. You know, it comes how it comes, man.
I appreciate it.
All righty. Thanks for coming through, man. And as always, if you have anything you want to put on the event page or anything that you want to share with us, please feel free to do so.
Actually, I got one. I'm starting to work on book number 5. It's going to be one called Archives, because I have about enough work for like 3 different books that's just sitting. None of them have been published, so I'm gonna I'm off this week, so I'm gonna go through them and pick out some stuff, and hopefully by the beginning of 2023 we'll be ready to go with it.
All right, that's what's up, man. Y'all keep us posted, brother. I'll be looking forward to it.
I shall do so. Thank you for the support. Blessings to the ladies, and one love, one mic.
Already. That's the brother Anthony Arnold coming through and doing his thing. We got 614 in the building.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Who do we have the pleasure of listening to tonight? Yes, absolutely.
I am Nina Ross. This is only my second time. But I'm Nina Ross.
Nina Ross, okay. Okay, I remember.
Yeah, this is only my second time on here. Y'all are some beasts, first of all, let me just say. I cannot wait until I am writing in the way that you guys did. It's crazy. Now, I got some heat tucked away, but right now, I'm just going to do something that is simple, cute, and sweet, and sitting on my heart.
Okay. Well, that's how we do here. You know, you bring us the things that you have to spit. You say it's on your heart. That's what we want. So we're thankful. You know, you probably got way more heat than you're letting on, because I'm sure you killed the last time you were on here. So I know you got it. And we appreciate the compliment. You know, we all support one another here, and pens elevate over here. I'm going to tell you, you keep sticking around, your pen will elevate. That's just what happens over here. So, you know, I'm glad that you feel that way about the show.
Yes, absolutely. So, real quick, I want to quickly spit the 6 word that I did in the group earlier today.
All right. I'm going to give you the mic.
And then I'm going to do this one here.
All right. Well, press mute. Mic is yours.
So for my 6 word, it is, he left me. Damn. Oh, well. And then this here is called Boy Bye. Heartbroken. Hell no. Why would I be? Your ass can go. Heartbroken. Man, please. You really thought I would get on my knees, begging and crying, oh, baby, please don't leave? Who the hell do you think I am? Boy, you ain't nothing but a man. Heartbroken because I cared and you didn't, because I'm a rider and you chicken. Heartbreak is for the weak. We only dated 26 weeks. So why cry over dried rice? Spilled milk is such a treat. My heart never skipped a beat until I met you. Heartbroken, no, I feel like a fool. Do I miss hearing your voice? Yeah, but I'm cool. Moving on like passing the grade in school. I'm good. I'm glad. I'm glad it's over. You're not built for longevity. Thick and thin, better or worse, you're not built for hold steadily. Heartbroken, no, I'm pissed. But this opportunity will not be missed. To learn from the mistake of you is a dish served with a kiss.
Okay. That's the end of the piece, right?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just going to get on here and just dig in that ass, huh? That's what you felt like doing today? That was on your heart?
Well, exactly a week ago from today, my boyfriend broke up with me, so.
Okay, because you got in that ass. That's all I'm saying. You came in here and got on that ass. Heartbreak is for the weak. Why cry over dried rice? Spilled milk is a treat. Moving on like passing a grade in school. Talk about not meaning nothing. I passed the grade. It was like passing the 10th grade. I don't mean that.
Okay, let them know. Let them know. It wasn't nothing. Shoot, I don't need no accolade. Don't give me no award for passing kindergarten. It wasn't none of that. I don't need none of that. All right, I see. I see. We appreciate you coming through, and I hope that you continue to enjoy the show. Keep bringing, you know, what you do. Keep bringing your ink. We definitely want to hear it. We love the energy you got. So, you know, feel free to keep coming through and spitting with us.
I absolutely will. You guys will absolutely see me back on very soon.
Already, that's what's up. And are you? I think I probably asked you this last time, but Nina Ross, is that how we find you on Facebook or?
NYNA. It's NYNA. Ross.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I've been posting that way, under some of the.
Okay.
I've been
that's what's up. That make it easy for my for event page to find you, because they like to put the pictures up of the poets, as you can see. So, already, that's what's up.
Yeah,
I'm glad that they
that.
Know.
But thank you. I appreciate it. How many times can on the show?
Because normally, because normally, this show runs the full 3 hours and. It's a one-time to spit because there's really not many people that come through. It's not very often I get to do a cipher at the end of the show or anything like that. I've actually thought about doing it because I had maybe one or two shows where there was some time. More often than not, we don't. So there's people just maybe waiting in line that didn't get to get on. So it's like you better call in early because you know, I ain't guaranteed to make it to the show. But, yeah, I'm glad that you – would want to spin again. So, you know, if any time there is an opportunity for a cipher, I'll hit you up if you're online.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Already. Was that Nina Ross doing her thing? Like we still got plenty of callers here. All right, we're going to go to the next caller we got, 707 in the building.
Hello.
Well, hello. How are you doing today? Let everybody know who it's a pleasure talking to today.
I'm so glad I called in because I don't even know. One minute I'm feeling like a saint. Next minute I'm feeling like a sinner because you over here singing and whatnot. But then you redeemed yourself and was singing some gospel. So, okay, you get a pass. Yeah, we go top Kimbrella and Taraji. You just don't know how much I needed to hear what you shared. I appreciate that so much, and appreciate you.
We appreciate you for that
happy. Mm. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just and happy birthday macaroni and cheese. Cheesy ass. Happy birthday.
Look, you can't get macaroni started because if he bring that character back, I'm telling you, he getting banged, though. Can't bring him back.
Oh, and he never left.
he's still out there. He's still out there.
Yeah, he's just chilling, he never left.
Yeah, he's still out there. But, yeah, we appreciate those words. You know, a lot of times, I could personally say for me, we'll be in the middle of host spit, and I'm thinking like, oh, man, we doing this. We might be taking too long. Somebody might be like, Dave, they'll shut up. But then somebody come through and tell me how much y'all appreciated how host spit went down. So I appreciate you saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. It was a rough week. So, yeah, and when I heard you guys going back and forth to banter, I was like, oh, Jesus. I was feeling it, and I was loving it. I'm like,
she finally got me, man. I know I've never done that. I've never responded in gospel songs. So.
Okay, yeah. I ain't mad at it, though. I ain't mad. Yeah. Like I said, you were sinning for a minute with your peace, but then you redeemed yourself. I said, okay, but no judgment either way. I'm here for it all.
Already. Because hey. How you think you got here? Heck, you know what I'm saying? Sure.
My
I know what he was doing when he invented sex.
Clean woman. She didn't do none of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to talk about your mom. I'm going to leave that where it is. Leave that where it is now. But, yeah, appreciate you as always, Lily. You know, you always got that good energy, man, so we're always cool with that. And, of course, we love that poetry you got. So.
Apparently, word around the schoolhouse is I'm antagonizing and aggressive. Everybody scared me, but I ain't going to get into that.
I'm going to have to say it right quick. Fuck them people. So, yeah, I'm going to let you go ahead and do you. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, because I'm 5'1". What can I really scare?
You know?
Right.
Fuck them people. So we're going to let you do what you came to do. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay, well, this is a new piece. My pen hasn't moved in forever, but this week's events got my pen to moving. I don't have a title, so maybe you guys can help me with it. It's a little short piece. So when your road to happiness is obstructed by traffic jams, which path do you take to safely make it home? The bullshit is bumper to bumper and the fog is so thick you can't see the warning signs ahead, but you do sense danger. Can't go in reverse because bridges were burnt. Flames are quickly approaching and you have nowhere to turn, or so you thought. You notice in your peripheral vision a clear path that looks promising, but you're too frozen in fear to move forward, afraid to take the road less traveled. The map that you're familiar with has led you to places that weren't pleasant, which has deterred you from going on a new excursion. Time is running out, and you have some decisions to make in your life. Do you remain stalled at the crossroads? Do you allow the fire to destroy what you've worked so hard for? Or do you take that right turn out of your comfort zone and towards that yellow brick road? You already have the heart and the intelligence to do great things. All you need is the courage to conquer what has attempted to kill your confidence and ease on down that unfamiliar road. It may end up being your true destination all along.
Ma'am, if this poem ain't for the writer who hasn't published, if this poem ain't for the person who's thinking of that new job and they don't want to, you know, get out of their comfort zone into a new position, they may be more responsible, if this ain't for the person who was looking to move to another city, this piece here speaks. This right here says a lot and pushes some buttons. I dig this piece right here.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. I love when that pen moves. You know, it's been a minute for me, but when that pen got to moving today, oh, that felt good. Cause, all right, man, I ain't wrote nothing.
Don't it though?
Man, that felt good. I'm glad that you know you got some new ink on you, and you could get to moving that pen again. Hopefully, you know, we all are inspired, especially tonight, because it just seems like an inspiring night. I'm gonna try to see if I can finish a few other things. But, you know, we're grateful for you coming through as always and showing love, and hopefully you can stick through the rest of the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And if you guys have any topics you want to suggest, just put them on in my inbox or whatever. And, Kimbrella's daughter is still needing some donations for her trip. Or share that link, do something.
Appreciate it, Kim. That's your reminder. Go ahead and put that link on the event page and let everybody bless it. You know, we've been hitting that thing up. We can keep on doing the same thing. I'm going to hit it again next week. I know some other people are going to do the same thing. So go ahead and share that link, Kim.
Yes, indeed.
All righty. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys, too.
All righty. That's Lily coming through to do her thing. We're going to go to 251. Let me give y'all the order right quick so y'all can see what we're working with before the end of this show here. We got a little bit of time. We got 251 coming up next. We got 445.
We got 615. We got 501. We got 937, and then 412. That's what we're working with. So we're going to go ahead and go to 251.
What's going on, man?
Hey, what's happening, brother? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
This is Hiramitha. Been digging the show ever since I got acquainted with it. Appreciate what y'all doing.
Hey, man, we appreciate you coming through because you come through with that heat, man. You killed the last time you was on this piece, man, so I know you got that fire tonight. But before you do that, man, you got anything going on, anything you want to share, you know, got going on in Poetry World, anything like that?
And it's always something going on, like, you know, with the arts and everything, you know. I don't know if y'all are familiar with it, but there's a they found one of the and I know there's a lot of people in conflict with it. I mean, and I hear the arguments or whatever about the slave ship, the last slave ship that came through the Clotilda.
Okay.
I live not too far. I live probably about 20 miles from that. They have a documentary on Netflix coming on, but they're going to be having a live showing at one of the theaters downtown. And that's going to be a big thing. Be looking out for that. I forgot the name of it. But anyway, if you look on Netflix, I'm pretty sure they have a preview or something like that coming on. I'm a member of Black on Black Rhyme. We are Mobile, Step to the Mic. We have a show every second Saturday at the Mobile Nutrition Hub. You understand, if you're ever in town, you know what I'm saying, my name is Hiramitha. Get with it. They want to come to a show or something. If you ever passing through.
Already, that's what's up, man. If you got any links, anything like that, you want to throw an event page, man, feel free to do that as well.
I sure will. I appreciate it.
Already. All right, man. Well, I'm going to let you do what you came to do, brother. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, this has been a while since I've done this one, so bear with me a little bit. In my youth, I wanted to go where the knuckleheads went. I foolishly wanted to impress them. After seeing so little to invest in, I concluded that I was among the young and the restless. But now I follow the guiding light. And I do so as the world turns. Now I see the need to dig these trenches as I observe the world burn. Many have learned to exploit your compassion as a god-awful survival tactic, hoping materialism will help make up for whatever they feel like their souls are lacking. What are the sources of these disgraceful actions? I turn to the teachings of Martin and Malcolm. In our blind acquiescent assimilation, the ancestors predicted the outcome. Dr. King said he fears that he's integrated his people in the burning house. After being dumbed down, only few of us are seen running out. They reduced the man who had changed his stance to passive soundbite. The man who he knew and the one who he had become was different the day and night. They used him to turn us against and weaponize our spirituality. Now, recognizing that this has happened has added to our list of casualties. Many who I tried to warn said it was crazy how I was sounding until Donald Trump and his constituents made believers out of everybody who doubted me. Now I watch video clips, read scripts of scholarships, see back scarred for whips and young blacks killed by hollow tips. I put my heart in this for the ancestors who died victims of violence, pictures of their main bodies with their oppressors smiling cheerfully behind them. They tell us to move on, get over it, and just forget about it. They haven't changed their nature. Nowadays, they more or less move about in silence. But I have to ask myself, what am I doing? Am I helping my people out, or am I aiding in our ruin? The solutions are worth pursuing if I'm able to remain patient. If I'm in the restoration of melanated nations, then all things sacred. Thank you.
Bro, that's a strong piece, man. I love how you have the ability to speak on these types of topics with the metaphors and the ability to be clever. But I got to call out the soap operas, man. You just put the soap operas in this piece, brother. I wouldn't expect that. I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, man, I the soap operas. I remember I used to watch them drugs with my grandmother when my mom was when mom was at work. They just relevant. Now I follow the God in light, and I do so as the world turns. Now I see the need to dig these senses as I observe the world burn.
Yes. I'm like, this brother didn't put the soap operas in there. You know, back in the day, that just brings back the memory, because back in the day, man, I did watch it with my mom, my grandmother, too. My grandmother watched that stuff. She watched Price is Right. She watched Perry Mason. Yep. She watched Matlock. Yep. Like, those are things, brother. Like, so you just took me back with that right there. But you definitely had some other stuff that was prominent in the piece. But that just stuck out to me because it hit the memory chord right there, brother. So definitely love that piece, man, and enjoy, you know, how you bring poetry to the forefront.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the platform again.
Already. My man Hiram coming through, knocking it out the box. We appreciate you, man. I hope you catch the show next time.
For sure, we appreciate y'all.
Already. Now we're gonna go to the next caller here. You there? 445.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Oh, we hear you now. We heard you before, too. You're scuffling over there. You wrestling a cat or something? What you doing over there?
Oh, yeah. Dozed off. Oh, man. I knew I shouldn't have got comfortable. How y'all doing? It's LaPearl and Negra.
Is that what that was? You started hopping about? Oh, hopping out of that sleep,
yo,
huh? Okay, well, at least you wouldn't sound like you were sawing logs, because we've had it before.
No, I've heard you,
you
but
like
I was like in between realms and shit. I was conscious of the sound, but I wasn't, you know, I wasn't so awake, but, you know, it was like a nap.
Right.
No, I heard you. I've been listening. Everybody's dope.
Mm-hmm.
All up, even up to the last poet. I heard everything.
Right,
and
right.
Let me tell you something, Mister. Okay, you cannot be singing when I'm calling in. Okay, I can't handle it. I'm just letting you know. Okay, gospel or not.
I don't know what you're talking about. I do nothing.
I'm Baptist, so I lived in the church, okay? So gospel or not, whoo, child, you got to give us a heads up because I want a sister.
I wasn't ready for the friend. That's all I'm saying. So I don't know to tell you, I wasn't ready for Fred. I was like, where did Fred come from? Like, saying Fred, and I don't
know what.
But
you know what? After Sister Taraji, you couldn't help but, because I was in here singing too. You know, okay, so
right,
I
know we come in, you know, and we try to pass the plate. Heck, man, I'd caught a little of the spirit or something. So, you know, she didn't got me. She then finally got me.
I know that.
So, yeah,
right.
You know, we appreciate
know that.
You
right.
You're listening, and you know, glad that you've been able to enjoy the show so far. So we know you're gonna add to it. So we're gonna let you do what you came to do. We're gonna press mute. And now that you're awake, the mic is yours.
Absolutely. Can you hear me? Okay. All right. This is called What Lies Beneath. You know, love and relationships can be a roller coaster of emotions. And sometimes hearts get broken and shattered within those emotions. Whether it's by them or you've done it to yourself, it does happen. There's no quick fix. You just have to learn and grow through it as you go through it. We have every right to go insane. Just come back. That's what I use to glue the pieces of my shattered heart back together. Eventually it works, but for now, I'm going through a little something. See, I know how fragile life is, so I try to drink my tears because I don't want them to hit the earth and make anyone else feel what causes them. but I started to choke in the overflow because I was already fighting to breathe between delayed heartbeats of a dying heart. Not everything longs for him, but my heart aches. Because I told myself that I was never going to be here ever again. I just crashed into this thing I feel for him, leaving me unable to just walk away. I was trapped deep under a heavy pile of emotions, caught all up in his energy. And I tried to be as visible as possible, but before I left, he never even knew that I was there. So I wish that I could just pack up my heart like a suitcase and go. Just neatly fold up my feelings of hurt and disappointment and pain and organize them. No, wait. You can't organize heartbreak. So I'll just say place. Place them in areas they fit, like next to my internal tears that only fall down my cheeks in solitude. Because I'm afraid to let them see me cry. Or they just might figure out that these tears are shed about them. And it may not matter. Place them in the spot next to the tingles of my skin that I get when I want to believe I'm feeling their thoughts for me. I think he thinks of me. Lay those next to the devastation from devastating words that make you feel unpretty, playing over and over in your head. Because it can't be unheard. Line that suitcase with the shattered pieces of my heart and just lay all of that on top. Didn't tighten the suitcase, but it's crazy because I still feel just a little more space because I still love him. He doesn't know. And I don't even know how I got here, residing in the aches of my shattered pieces, from heartbreak, and I said peace.
So, we're just going to talk about how you elevate your pen every time you come to the show. That's what we're going to do.
Thank you.
I know how fragile life is, so I drink my tears. Delayed heartbeats of a dying heart. Let's get back to the middle of the drinking of the tears thing. The imagery that you have right there, and you're saying after that you didn't want them to fall to the earth because you didn't want what? Give me that stanza, that little piece of that stanza right back.
Oh, man. You know, I gotta go back. Hold on. I can't even find it. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, all right. All right, I'm going to have to go back. There's no quick fix. You just have to learn and grow through it as you go through it. We have every right to go insane. Come back. That's what I use to glue the pieces of my shattered heart back together. Eventually it works, but for now, I'm going through a little something. I know how fragile life is, so I try to drink my tears because I don't want them to hit the earth and make anyone else feel what causes them. That part right there?
That part right there, yes, indeed. I love how you paint the picture, but this piece right here, put the heart out there. And just like I said, the way that you have created these pictures,
with your words has only elevated more and more and more, and I'm enjoying that process, seeing it for myself. So we appreciate you coming to the show and sharing your words.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. And shout out to my girl, Kimbrella. I told her and Kane. I heard you too, sis. I'm telling you, I heard everybody. That was just a quick snooze. Real, real quick. Like a brief fall of rain.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Right on.
I'm tired. I ain't even mad at you. This is a long show. Trust me. I appreciate everybody who sticks around. 3 hours? Come on. Like, I it's no way I can have a problem with somebody. Look, 3 hours is a long time. So we,
you know, I love
you.
This show, man.
Thank you for sticking around. Already. Well, hope you make it to the next show, and hope that you continue to keep listening. Looks like we lost a few people here, so we will have just the 3 callers left before we get out of here. So, again, we appreciate you, and I hope to catch you next time.
I'll be back. One love, one mic.
Already. That was a Pearl of Negra, affectionately known as Miss Pearly. We're going to go to 615 in the building.
Mr. Keith, how are you doing? This is C-34 Music live from Dexter's Lab.
What's going on with you, brother, man? I'm good.
I'm doing well, just listening to the show while getting some samples and getting ready to do some beat making and all that other crazy stuff.
Already. Well, we know how you get down, man. You catch everybody, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing, bro. So we know how you do, but you definitely be bringing the heat yourself, man. So how have you enjoyed the show so far?
I'm enjoying it quite well, and I wish La Pearl of Negra would stop caressing my head with a voice like that. Yeah, I said it.
Hey, you got to take that up with Miss Pearly, man, because that's what she do now, man. If you ain't heard her spit, that's what she do now. She taking advantage of everything when she do her poetry now.
Mm-hmm. Gonna get people in trouble like that.
Between you and Miss Pearly, but I ain't touching it. And shout out to For Real for the dick bag, because I heard him call her Miss Pearly. I was dying. I said, really? Miss Pearly is stuck now. I can't stop saying it. But For Real, man, we appreciate you coming through to the show, man. And I look forward to what you got. So I'm gonna let you do your thing. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Look. Are you doing poetry or planting propaganda? While standing up against the wall in an attempt to move to Canada, channel that aggression and seek anger management. As the camera pans your cat-like reflexes to react like savages, the tantrums of the passionate. Romancing schemes elaborate yet not easy to navigate the cavities within the cabinets, which shattered faith. Actors actually spoke random spit, while the man in charge became combative, is all a part of the tapestry that shapes this country's menagerie. Tragically, is happening, and you are here. If you want to change, why didn't you appear with your application to run this nation for at least 4 years? Was it fear of assassination from the puppeteers, whining and complaining? Well, that's what you get. Political science is a theory. It ain't perfect. It's just business. Don't take it personal. Like a Jermaine Jackson song with a jacked up perm kit. How do you perform surgery on an over 400-year system when you chose to participate in depending on this one? Look at the big picture and the other side that's winning. The ones that voted for him over Hillary with no sympathy. Problem is, you all depended on this system that gives you depression. And remember, you have jury duty to attend because you picked candidates pre-selected to be of this world instead of in it. We're supposed to be strangers.
passing through like passengers on a train, but now you're in this train wreck. You know this your baby. Now take the Maury DNA kit. In the case of the crazy people, you are the father. Time to pay that child support and make it out. Address to the exited Trump administration. And for pain, menstrual cramps, and anguish, take some hydraulic hydrocodone wrapped with bacon. Time to wake up out this trifling Poseidon adventure that's biting, sniffing hair follicles of that child next to your pant leg. I'm on a rampage, about to make these your last days. I'm the champion chomping at the bit as you try to pop my champagne. Bringing ill noise, asking how about us after the last drink. I don't have much compassion for your menstrual cramps. Swallow some pampering and get pampered. That last line I lit up about 12 lampstands as you pass stones, past the dummies in the crash zone. Put out the pasture as I send you back home. Yay, don't walk. He chose the Valley of Kardashian's ass cheeks. Now he calling out people in the shadows of death like a damn fool. Pick the girl named Candace, last name Owens, moaning, that's my quarterback, in a world of censorship. But I don't give a damn how none of y'all react. That's that piece.
Hold up. How you write a poem when you got Jermaine Jackson and T.O. lines in the Jermaine Jackson and T.O. while you in Trump's ass. You in Trump's ass this whole piece, and you somehow added a song by Jermaine Jackson and ended with motherfucking T.O. brother.
I think of these things.
I see. I see. I like the line where you talked about you are dependent on a system that gives you depression. And the Maury line was ridiculous where you were talking about how you are the father of this bullshit. Like, literally, that was a cold-blooded line, you know. And you started with, you know, this is your baby. Give me that little piece back.
You know this, yo, baby. Now take the Maury DNA kit. In the case of the crazy people, you are the father. Time to pay that child support and make it out addressed to the exited Trump administration.
In that ass. In Trump's ass, brother. I appreciate the piece, man. Thank you for coming out and doing your thing, man. As always, we look forward to your pieces. And we're going to see how you put this together because I know you got something, man. I know you got something brewing over there. Like my man said on Life, I know you got something brewing. I know you got something brewing over there.
So, I'm just here to make y'all think. That's all it is. So thank you. Hey, one love, one mic to all of you.
That's what you're supposed to do. Already. That's what's up. Have my man coming through doing his thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 501 in the building.
Hey, man.
Pretty good. What's going on with you, Eric?
Hey, what's happening, man? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
But it's just Jay, man. It's just Jay.
Hey, what's happening with you, brother? It's been a minute, man. I heard you on the show Monday. I wasn't able to press one. I was at work, but man, y'all was doing your thing, man.
Oh, we was acting a complete disaster. It was great, man.
Was
it was really good for me to get back. Oh yeah, you know the ringleader. Once he get like that, he out of control. We just got to go ahead and help him keep it in the lines.
Hey, you did the best you could, man. You did the best you could.
Yeah, we failed.
Can't nobody, unless you banging on him, ain't nothing you can do to keep him alive. He going to do what he do.
Didn't nobody tell me that when I signed up, Eric? You know, they just, hey, you have a nice time. Did that, yeah. And then there we go.
Yeah, nah. He has his own way of doing things. I remember the first time he called me off guard, man. He called to the show and did this character called Neck Bones and Macaroni. And I was sitting there hot because I was like, and I was just hosting, the beginning of the hosting, so, like, I had this little thing of perfection in my mind, like I wanted the show to go a certain way. He got it at that piece, man, and did neck bones. I was hot, boy. But it was so damn funny. It was so funny, boy. He took over that thing and did his thing, man. And I listened to it like a laugh, but I remember being in the moment like, the fuck is he doing? I was hot. He came in with that neck bone. Right. But it was live, bro. It was crazy.
You don't know he do
it. It was classic. It was classic, brother. And I had to learn, man. I was so uptight, like, trying to host, man. I had, like, this little thing where I wanted everything to just be, you know, so perfect and so business-like, man. But he came in with that organic funny, and it was perfect, man. It was a classic moment. He has it on recording. He'll play it. And he can be like, yeah, man, I can hear you was kind of hot, man. He can tell I was kind of
right.
in my feelings. And, like, you was going to just destroy my show with this shit. But yeah, it was crazy.
And I've been seeing you ever since. Go ahead and keep a good guarded grip on your show whenever he comes on.
Hey. Hey, Backbone's going to do what he do, man. You know, that's all I can say. Backbone's going to do what he do. But yeah, man, he got a lot of characters. And what another character that somebody was telling me about, the Chinese chicken he used to do. He used to do a lot of stuff, man, on here. So for real.
Oh, his Gollum is good, man.
He's a legend on here with this stuff, man. That's his thing, bro. So, I wouldn't even bang on him. I let him do his thing up to a point, you know, because I feel bad.
Good call.
What's up, for real? Yeah, but on the real, man, I appreciate you coming through, man. I know you got some stuff that you want to give us, man. So I'm going to let you do your things. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all, as always, y'all are the example on how to go ahead and do this thing on a Friday night, man. All right. She was the salinity of her chemistry. She was balanced in every way. She was afraid of not being enough, so humility was her way. And her path was paved in meek gentleness, and roses swooned in her wake. Although this she did not know, because she only looked forward. From her smile to her scowl, it was all generated from inner sincerity. If I spoke, she heard me, and I always waited patiently for her words were always licked with honey. Boom.
Now. I'm not even going to try to repeat that back. I'm just going to erase everything I just wrote. I need you to just go hit me with the first stanza right back. Just, you can't come in here like that, kicking in the door like that. Get that back.
No, you kicked in the door like that. You kicked in the door like that.
Nah.
Remember? Because I was there for the very first poem.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm just talking about how you came in and kicked in the door. I need to give me that stanza. Just that first stanza. Just, you know, get that back to me.
All right. Tasty was the salinity of her chemistry. She was balanced in every way.
The salinity. Oh, look, that's, you already did too much right there. Just with that one word, I'm done with you for the night. You killed it with just that word. You killed it with just that word, brother. It's over. You know how when my man did the dunk and he just did the cross with the neck, it's over. You know, that's the Vince Carter dunk.
Right.
That's what that word was. That word was the Vince Carter dunk for the whole poem. It's over.
Thanks, bro.
That's it.
This
man put salinity. He put salinity in the poem, y'all. It's over.
Saline Solutions.
Oh, look at it still. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, I brought somebody with
stuff
me
you got
too.
Going on. Oh, wait a minute. I thought I heard another voice. Who we got on here?
I'll let him introduce himself.
My name is the Infamous Poet.
The Infamous Poet. Oh, shit.
Poet.
That
sounds
like you about to just come through here and murk. What do you say?
Scared.
You said scared.
Can I recite something?
Absolutely. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All I'm scared. Please don't make me touch it once again. You're about to make this retarded motherfucker transit. Your life is about to end. I see you trying to bring out the Miss Poet. You beat me, that day will never happen. Sit your ass down and stop capping. I'm the Phoenix that rose once again out of the ashes. Call me Great Fucking Mr. Fantastic with the reach that's long lasting. I made the internet start crashing. You can give it everything you got. I promise you I will turn your city into a great plot. I destroy you like a robot. I'll make your blood start to clot. I'll burn shit down on the spot. This shit is contagious. You really know what I got. My psychiatrist said I was insane. You better respect my gangster. It's Miss Poet is my name. Put me in the battle and I'm sure to remain. You Batman, I'm Bane. Blood will surely rain. Lots of blood stains. I know karate. A little bit of the drunken monkey and the crane. I'm tearing shit up in frame. It's part of the game. When you try to reach fame, I get a lot of brain. Your girl can never forget about all those times she came. Always having trains or airplanes. I'm a gladiator. I'm not a hater. More like a congratulator. There will never be no one greater. I like having sexual elevators. I like ice cream and a lot of different flavors. They looking for me, and I don't want to run. What it is, what it is. I stay with my guns. I stay married, son. Shootouts. I'm always in some. Considered to be one of the best. My bullets eat up best. I never stress. We'll pass any test. Nothing like the rest. I love it when your girl. I love it when your girlfriend undress. My family got its own crest. A grandmaster with a plan chest. I got a. I won first place in the shooting contest. Don't come around and try to flex. You'll be the next one I dissect. Have your ass running around like you got Tourette's. I got a bitch named Blade. She gives out $1.50 like a barber gives out fades. I'm a gangster. You faking. In your blood, you'll be... I'm a gangster, you faking. In your mouth, blood you will be pasting. You're giving the police a lot of information. I'm giving out permanent vacations. Feared in many nations. You don't want any competition. I'll have you freebasing. I'm looking for world domination. You should take heed to this conversation. Words come in different combinations. There is no speculation. But the infamous poet lives up to his reputation. You beat me is what you wish. It's Miss Poet. Come hard in Chinese arithmetic. Poem.
Goddamn, son. That's how you introduce yourself to Renaissance Poetry. I ain't even mad at you, brother. He came through here murking that shit. Damn. My man say, you Batman, I'm Bane. He said, you had a lot of lines, but brother, I get a lot of brain. Your girl will never forget. That's a dope ass. That's a dope ass line, bro. I appreciate you coming through, man. You got to come through again, man.
Yeah.
What's that?
I brought some Clubhouse royalty over here with me.
Already, man. Look, he going to come through again, bro. He had to come through again. That shit was fire, man. That shit was fire. And you knew I was going to love that shit. Man, I appreciate you doing that.
I live up to my name, yes, sir.
Already, man. You got to come back, dog, and link up with us, man. Let us know how to reach you and support you, man. Put your stuff on the event page, all that good stuff, man.
Sure. I got a cigar bar.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Well, put that on there, too, because I get down with the cigars. Yeah,
hey, Keith, man, we appreciate you having us on here, too, man. The show has been smashing, bro.
Already, man. I appreciate you coming on, man, and bringing somebody over to kick it with us, man, and hope to catch both of y'all next time.
Yes, sir. Hey, Taraji, Kimbrella, y'all doing a hell of a job.
Already. That was Just Jay and the infamous poet coming through doing their thing. But now we head to the show killer. We got one last caller. We got 937 in the building.
Good evening.
Good evening indeed. Let everybody know who we are talking to, who the show killer is for the night.
Well, I'm just going to kill the show softly, but this is Adrienne Simone, poet Sugar Brown.
Oh, there she goes. She's going to kill it softly, but she's going to kill it. Understands the words are still in there. She's going to kill it because that's what happens at the end of the show. People come through and they kill it, and I ain't mad at it. And before you get into it, how have you enjoyed all the poetry you've heard tonight?
Well, you know, every week I always post that there's nowhere else I'd rather be while I was almost somewhere else. Had a little technical issue of my own, but from the point I got together, I have absolutely loved it. It's been wonderful. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the replay, but came in on hosted, of course, you know. Got some Al Green and then Taraji and Kimbrella killed it as always, and it's been every poet since. It's been amazing.
That's what's up. Like, literally, it's been a great night. So definitely go back and check the archives because it's crazy. The first, from the first caller on down, especially Joe, he got a new nickname, but I ain't going to say what it is. You're going to have to hear it live.
Oh, no, I know it.
That's a, oh, you know, you heard the
yeah,
name?
I know it. Yeah.
Okay, Lou Draws came through tonight. Lou Draws.
Yeah. I'm aware of Uncle Joe's
name there. That's what's up. Well, I'm going to let you, you know, do your thing, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Anniversary. Anniversary. It's been 1,095 days since our first kiss. 36 months, anyway I say this, 3 years is spelled eternity. Before that, you were missed for infinity. The time it feels I waited to have you next to me, me next to you. Where were you? I needed you. This becoming of me dependent on your arrival. That's a lot of responsibility, but the ancestors promised me. Connection stalled like a flight delayed. I didn't board at the gate. This love would have to wait. I was living life in a Nietzsche parable, unchained earth away from her sun. The absence was comparable. God had died, the sea was swallowed. You got lost along the horizon. Couldn't find you living in the life I was living, our breadcrumbs eaten by those that had found me. I said yes to what was uninconvenient. I used to love him, then I died on that hill. He became an X factor, but the soul in me wanted to live still. I had to find my peace of mind, my please be mine. Knew there was someone that was designed for me, my intended twin flame. Only yet, I couldn't call you by name. Life made the hurting of you, the missing of you, a little less depleting, but my soul was bleeding. Ink spills written in spilled pain. Repeat, repeat, repeat. What else but your love could cure the insane? Something borrowed, something new. But there was something oddly familiar about your aura in blue. Is deja vu the reason I'm still so crazy about you? Crazy like you? Crazy the way you don't think you? Just inhale swallows of my scent residing at the base of my neck. And it feels like ritual, atones for absence. Feels like a repent, spread on your soul's lips, sometimes just in the romance of a song's lyrics. Shh, don't say it, just breathe. In silence, I hear my soul leaving. Unuttered is the vibration sent in the hum of a hymn, ring of a singing bowl, via ancestral drum, heart beating in my head, a thought thumping in your chest. More than a desire to kiss, it was love hunting. Love seeking solace in our remembrance. Found remnants of you scattered in your words. The lilt of your poetry found it like the lean of my lips. I knew our kiss would taste like a memory, would taste like, hey me, would taste like honey combed with the electricity of your energy. Days are light years, and we live them together, sometimes apart but never separately. Our intentions will keep us together, even if perforated by distance, through dimensions, or if necessary, otherwise, to just meet you again next lifetime. However, I can't wager those chances. I need this time of forever to remain uncanceled. I want my right now to be evermore, only this and nothing more. In peace.
Hold up. Hold up. How you going to quote Nietzsche in your poem and Edgar Allan Poe? Come on. Hold on. I was living life in a Nietzsche parable, unchained earth away from her son. The absence was comparable. God had died. The sea was swallowed. If anybody's read this piece and understand what you just did here, that's ridiculous, because the Nietzsche line and how you put it in here is out of control. That's dope how you did that. And then, of course, you know, the flow of words, like I love how, you know, you do those things. Don't say it. Just breathe. In silence, I hear my soul leave. That, just the flow. And, of course, the end of the piece, more than a desired kiss, it was love hunting, love speaking solace in our remembrance, found remnants of you scattered in your words. There's so much in this poem that speaks of love, even in the face of distance or the face of adversity or the face of time, of space and all these different things, but yet it endures. And this type of poem is not always easy to write and always easy for someone to see the picture painted, but you do it with ease every time. I certainly enjoy this piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it, having the platform to share.
Already. And you killed the show, so you know the last mic is destroyed. I ain't got to pull no more mics out. And as always, hopefully you make it back to the next show. Definitely hit that archive up, because this whole show was ridiculous. I have to finally listen to some of these shows myself, because especially tonight, this was just a great show, as always. We thank you for coming out, and hope that you continue to enjoy the next shows as we continue to do Renaissance poetry.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a night.
Already. Adrian Simone doing the Soul Killer. I just want to say that I have had a great time tonight, and I appreciate everyone who came on, everyone who's still listening, everyone who has been a part of this show and been consistent with it. With that being said, you know, I got to play a song out. This song has just been on me. I've been wanting to play it for such a long time, and now I get a chance to play it because I got a little time left. But before that, this is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we'll see you next time.
Blaze with me. run the streets and on the stage with me, tipping through, how you do, grip that green, dip that scene, pimping mean, simply clean, thicker than a pan of lean. We came here to rock this bitch and make the people get up, put your cell phones up into the air and take a picture, after party and we take it everybody with us, everybody smoking, everybody drinking liquor. Girlfriend, girlfriend, to bring her with her. Now you say no, but we say no. And you say us, and we say y'all. I got enough room in the back of the bus. If they rolling with us, we can take them all on the highway. Back at our base, we can roll up so low key with the windows tinted. Putting Mac down, let my sack down. And the way I Mac to a bitch, you gonna put me back in it. One whole hip, a nigga snap right back. I'm the only nigga spit a rap like that. Pimp tight, MJG, put pimp niggas on the map like that. Orange mouth, 15, make it easy money, pimping hoes again. Been in this game for a minute, a lot of you haters wish that we were throwing. Be without real niggas in it, then what would it be? A world without no falling G's. You kidding, right? You fucking with me. That's why we do this for the love at first. But sometimes you find out the love, it hurts. So now I gotta make a lot of money with it. Show me where it's at, and I'ma run and get it. Go and get them concert tickets. Bitches getting free to 12. Everybody get up like this bitch.